Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And this is another episode, a two for one on the same day. I'm going to talk about something that I just had a conversation with one of my colleagues. We had a great conversation about, you know, mindset. And I was like, yo, I got to share this, man. There was a great revelation as I talked to him about mindset. Earlier today when I was driving around, I don't know why a thought in my head came into, like, I just grabbed the thought that came out of the cosmos. And the thought was like, you are who you think you are, you know. And it stuck with me because it's one of my quotes that I came up with like a few years ago. Like, you are who you think you are. So it can go bad, it can go good, it can be confidence, it can be negative, you know, positive, or it can be negative. It depends on how you put the wording on who you think you are. So it was, you know, resonating with me throughout the day, and I let it be, you know. And I ended up going to the Texas workforce right now to drop off some stuff for work, and I just got out right now. Like, it's, you know, I gotta talk to my squad and the people that I listen to this podcast about this thought, because when we were talking, he ended up talking about a friend of his that he's known in Laredo, and he's like, nah, man, that guy's full of himself. He's not humble. And I was like, I don't know the guy. I know who he is, but I've never met the guy, so I can't, you know, say that he's a certain way or not. And he's like, yeah, he's just a little bit over his head sometimes. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. But I was like, sometimes you have to think that you are beyond, you know, who people think you are. You have to really think you're somebody to become somebody. And, like, you can say you're up here, like, and think you're up here as far as, you know, worth. But you have to do the work as well, right? You have to do the work as well to be up there and really be about it, not just talk about it. You know, if you're saying you're great and you feel like you're great, then you got to do the work to be great. And you can't just like be like, oh, I'm over here on top, but you're not doing any other work. And then he said, yeah, that's true, because I mean, he does back it up. You know, this person, I don't know who the guy is, but I know who he is. I'm not gonna say any names, but he's like, he thinks he's up here, man. And I'm like, well, I don't know him, right? But I said, he kind of backs it up, right? Yeah, he backs it up. So it kind of evens out, right? Like, he thinks he's this, and he might be a little bit, I guess he's not humble. I think that's what he was trying to say, that he's not humble. And I'm like, well, sometimes you can't be humble to achieve things. You have to be like, hey, man, I am a great person. You know, I do great things. And you have to do things that are extraordinary so that you can reach new levels of who you think you want to be and who you think you are, you know. And to achieve some things, you gotta sacrifice the humbleness. I mean, you can be great, and the word humble, I mean, can go in wide range of angles, right? Like, you can say, oh, you're not humble because you talk down to people, you know, or you talk, that's negative shit, like, that's negative humble. But I guess some people are too humble that, you know, I think I'm one of those. I'm too humble that I don't like to boast about anything, you know. I'm too humble, but some people don't hold back, and they don't give a shit about being humble. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna show and boast what I do, and I'm gonna talk about, you know, greater things that, you know, maybe other people don't see it, or, you know, talk about the things that they have. And I don't know if that was where he was leading to. But that was kind of like what I got from the conversation that we were talking about. Like, but I mean, I don't know the kid or the person, so I can't say for a fact that he's not humble, whatever. But he has achieved stuff, and people who achieve stuff, you know, like, sometimes they have to have a blind eye to being too humble, because sometimes by being too humble, you cut yourself short. Or you shut some doors that could lead to opportunities that you need to go through in order to become the best version of yourself, right? And especially if you want to make things happen, sometimes to make things happen, you got to, you know, boost that ego, you know, because if not, who's going to boost you up? Sometimes you don't have the right people around you to support you and put that positive mindset to do things. So you got to boost yourself up. And sometimes if you do that, then you got to boost your ego. So it's a little bit of a balance to become great in whatever you want to do and whatever you want to achieve. But you have to have the visualization of where you want to be and think you're there. But then you got to do the work to actually get there. And then we had a conversation about, like, just applying that mindset to our kiddos and ourselves, right? And he's like, man, I used to play baseball, and I would try to hit the ball, and I sucked, you know, and I couldn't hit it, you know. And I told him, yeah, I have a, you know, I talk to my kids about visualization and believing in themselves, and then having the visualization, but then they have to do the work to reach that capacity, you know, to reach the skill set, to actually be able to hit the ball, like in softball or baseball, or if you're playing football or basketball, or you're playing any sport, soccer. You have to visualize the most biggest version of yourself and believe you're there, but then you got to put in the work. Like, if you don't put in the work, the formula won't add up. You know, you just won't get there. You can talk all the talk, but you can't be walking the walk if you can't do the talk, you know? Like, I mean, or vice versa. You can't talk the talk and then not do the walk the walk. You have to do all that. And it was just pretty cool conversation, a lot of clarity when we had that conversation, because I feel like, you know, you start resonating on your own self, you know, like thinking back and like retrospect and be like, let me zoom out, let me see what I can do to become the greatest version of myself, that things that I might be holding myself back with, you know, like I think for me, like, I'm very humble. Sometimes I hold back on a lot of things, and I learned that from my parents, you know, to just to be humble and appreciative, and be quiet, don't boast too much about stuff. And I'm like that, you know. I hardly ever talk about things that I have, or I'm just grateful, man. I'm grateful for everything that I have and the things that I don't have either. So, but the conversation was like, what can you do? Sometimes if you want to do greater things, you got to think, okay, what do I have to change and modify, but still keep it balanced where I can reach new levels, right? So that's where I was going at, you know, what can I do to modify my decision making, and especially when I want to achieve greater things that I haven't done yet, that are still on my plate, that I want to eat, I want to accomplish, but why am I not there yet? Then I need to, like, really assess myself and be accountable for the things that I'm doing or not doing. And it's a ongoing assessment of yourself. I think we need to check ourselves, and sometimes by having the right people around you, they're going to be able to assess you, or having the right conversations, like right now, you're going to be able to make the own assessment on what you're lacking and what you can do better to get better results and whatever you want to achieve. So that conversation led to that mindset theory. You know, that you can visualize where you want to be, and you can pretend you're there and act like you're there, but then you got to do the work to be there and actually show the results of your work. You know, like, you can't just talk the talk and not walk the walk. You got to do both. So I just really wanted to talk about that right now and share that mindset thought, because I know that a lot of us are trying to improve ourselves, and some of us are not even aware that we have to improve ourselves. And whatever thing you think of that you can improve on, or whatever thing you haven't even thought of that you can improve on, as we age, you know, there's a lot of things we can worry about. Like, hey, I'm not doing great in my health, but I want to see myself with a six pack. I want to see myself with a, you know, nice body. You know, I want to see myself with a great health. Oh man, I feel like I can do it. I feel like I'm there. I want to visualize my ultimate version of health in my body, but then I got to do the work for it. So how do I get there? Okay, now I got to cut down on this. I got to add this to my repertoire. I need to add this to my routine. I need to work out here. I need to work out there. I need to, you know, sacrifice a little bit and, you know, really to be disciplined about your workouts. And at the top of that, like, you've got to put in the work, man, for everything, and really sit down and analyze yourself. Where am I lacking? And sometimes we fail to do that because we're too comfortable where we're at. And I think comfort is another one of my, I guess, downfall. Not downfall, but one of the things I can work on. Like, sometimes you're too comfortable that you don't make the effort to go above and beyond and achieve things that are very achievable. But because of a, you know, the comfort, it wins, man. Like, sometimes comfort is like, it creeps up on you and you forget about your dreams and you forget about the goals and you forget about the things that you want to accomplish. And because of that comfort, you think you can't reach, or maybe it's not that you think you can't reach it, but you're just like, ah, it's all right, I don't have to do that. But if, you know, if there's an opportunity to do something great in your life and you really want to achieve it, but for some weird reason, you kind of like put it on, you know, it's like you were cooking that meal and it was about to be ready, but then you decided, oh, let me just get takeout, man. I don't want to cook this thing. It's going to take too long. Or, you know what? I don't feel like I can cook it. So you put it on the side and you put it back in the fridge and you say, I'll cook it another day. And then that food goes to rot, you know, it goes to waste. And all of a sudden you forgot, hey, dude, I had this dish that I wanted to make, but it's still in the fridge. I don't know if it's still good. And then I got to start from scratch again. So that's what I feel like comfortable, like you're too comfortable. Like the comfort there would be like, I'm going to go get comfort food at a fast food joint or whatever, not care about my health, not care about my dream. Not my visualization, you know, the metaphor for the meal will be the metaphor for actually accomplishing your dream. And then the other way to see it is like, if you see it, you cook it and you eat it, you know, it becomes you actually produced a meal. You actually got your goal accomplished, your dream, your state discipline, and you follow through all the way through. And then during the process, you can check, you see how much would I need to improve on. You know what? It could taste better if I add this to my repertoire, to my ingredients. You know, I can do this differently, not cook it as much, you know, so it can be more tender, you know, stuff like that. So that's kind of like, you have to self-analyze yourself and be like, how can I improve on getting to that higher self that I can visualize, but I haven't gotten there yet? Because I've done some of the work, but I haven't done all the work. So it's a talk that can motivate you to self-analyze, really think about all the things that you want to improve on or things that you want to create and what mindset you have to get to actually get there. What part of your personality do you have to change? Maybe not change, but modify and balance. Because it's hard to change your personality. You're already who you are, but it goes back to thinking who you are and then actually doing the work to be there. And it can be for the positive or the negative. Like, if you're thinking positively about yourself and a certain vision of yourself, then you become that version of yourself. Or you try to become that version of yourself. So it's a work in progress. And I feel like people who reach those levels of determination, discipline, you know, ambition, and really checking themselves and staying hungry to accomplish that dream or that goal, they usually do accomplish, and it takes a different type of person. Maybe they had a switch in their mindset, or they went all in, they had a certain epiphany. Or usually it comes from the people they hang out with, right? Like, if somebody in their family has done it before, they're going to be more eager to do it, and they're going to be, you know, zoned in, and they'll be able to accomplish that goal. Also, we had this conversation with one of the dude I was talking about right here at Texas Workforce. He's like, bro, I had this one guy working at a, you know, regular job. He was earning about $8 an hour and, you know, working 14 hours a week. He was behind on his child support. He couldn't really get by, you know, he's having a struggle. He was struggling. But he's like, I helped him out. He got his CDL, and now he's making $90,000 a year. He got himself a Corvette. He's paid off his child support money that he's owed. Now he's doing great. His wife, his ex-wife now loves him. She wants him back. So everything changed when he made that effort to change himself, to reach new levels. He had to change the comfort of working a local job where he might be getting paid, you know, very low minimum wage, but he's not getting the pay he needs to survive with his family, his child support or whatever. And the comfort beats him at that point, you know, like, yeah, this is as far as I can go. I'm not going to work hard. I'm not going to give that lady the amount of money that she thinks she needs and deserves. You know, a lot of things go into play, but he changed his mindset. He got a really good paying job as a truck driver, earning $80,000 to $90,000 a year, paying off his child support money that he owed. And then on top of that, he got himself a Corvette. Now that's a dream right there. He made it a reality. And I was like, wow, that's amazing, man, that he was able to capture that. So I really wanted to talk about that mindset change. And not only for the listeners, but I think for me as well, like going into the next chapter of my life, I need to really, you know, check myself and see what's lacking, what I need to change, what I need to modify to become the ultimate version of myself, and to be accountable of those opportunities and really take advantage of them, you know. And that's it, guys. That's today's topic. I really wanted to talk about that real quickly. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. Please share it with your peoples, your friends. Share it out there with different people all in the community. And really respect that. Take care. Remember, we're not a brand. We're a frequency. Oh, and let me share this real quick. Go to theinfinitetree.online. We have a lot of information there that you can benefit from mindset to body health to spirituality, mantras to, you know, financial literacy, you know, writing a business plan, you know, using AI, all that good stuff. So go to the website, check it out, and it's free, man. You don't have to pay for that. And then if you want to become a paid subscriber for the podcast, you can become a subscriber for $1 a month, $12 a year. You spend more money on Starbucks and beers. You can spend that money in a positive frequency, spread the positive wealth of information with the community and the masses all around the world, and become that frequency builder. You know, you're part of the frequency expansion, part of the frequency squad. So thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, we're not a brand, we're a frequency.